Thanks so much. Good evening to you too, Lorenzo. Governor Rick Scott signed a $77 billion budget into law today, the largest in Florida history. But he also vetoed nearly $69 million in individual spending items in the budget, including money for a Miami observation tower. The overall budget is roughly 3.5% higher than last year's budget and includes a boost in money for schools, child welfare, and projects to fight water pollution. Hispanic elected officials are calling on Florida's congressional delegation to start moving the Voting Rights Amendment Act through the U.S. House of Representatives. In a conference call with reporters today, members of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials said voter discrimination is a fact of life for Hispanics in Florida. Luz Urbaez Weinberg is a city commissioner in Aventura. She says since last year, when the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated a key section of the Voting Rights Act, it's been open season on voter protection.
We're simply asking for bipartisan modernization of the Voting Rights Act for the 21st century we're all living in. And anyone who believes there's no voter discrimination in today's society has blinders and earplugs on.
The Hispanic officials group points to 2012, the last presidential election year, when state officials moved to purge the voter rolls of people suspected of not being U.S. citizens. The group says that of the 2,000 Floridians who got letters questioning their voting qualifications, more than 60% were Latino, even though Latinos make up less than 20% of all eligible Florida voters. Pembroke Pines has won its bid for an empty state prison in unincorporated Broward County. The prison once housed notorious murderers Judy Buenoano and Eileen Wuornos. It closed in 2012. Pembroke Pines Mayor Frank Ortiz spoke to us from his restaurant Mayor's Cafe. He says the city wanted to control what happened with the land.
We want to make sure that we'll be able to sell it to somebody who is going to put something in there that we want in there, something that's environmental friendly, that is conducive to the neighbors' approvals.
The prison sits on 66 acres of land near houses in Pembroke Pines. Located off of Sheridan Street near State Road 27, it's zoned for industrial use. Pembroke Pines City Commissioners will meet sometime in the next few months to discuss plans for the site. And now that hurricane season is underway, many South Florida residents are thinking about getting ready for possible storms. For many homeowners, taping up windows is a part of this annual ritual. Leslie Chapman Henderson with the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes says it's a myth that tape offers protection during a storm.
It is not a good idea to put masking tape, duct tape, solar film, or any kind of film on the glass around your house because it wastes precious preparation time. It can also create larger shards of glass that could become deadly and cause injuries in an event.
Weather experts say storm surge is the greatest threat from hurricanes. It can cause major destruction and loss of life, as we saw when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Now is a good time to stock up on hurricane supplies. They're tax-free in the state through June 8th. You can connect with WLRN Miami Herald News on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Lorenzo.